Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this snowy, snowy Saturday in Buffalo and our surrounding areas. And how great to have you on board this Saturday. Kick back, have another mimosa, another cup of coffee, and thank you for carving out some time for a Slice of Life. We talk to people from all different walks of life in our community, and this week I am delighted to have Barb Pump on. She is the project development manager from the Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce. And speaking of snow, I think we'll talk about some skiing and other opportunities. It's much more than just skiing in Ellicottville. And then later in the show, for the first time, Tim Engel will join us. And Tim is not experiencing a Buffalo winter as we are. He is in Indianapolis, but he certainly knows a lot about Buffalo because he was born and raised in Western New York. And he is one of the founders of Nickel City Ketchup through his company called Red Gold, which is based in Indiana. And you may say, well, why is a guy in Indiana talking about Nickel City? It's an homage to his beloved area and his beloved Buffalo Bills. And Tim has put this together, and in many different establishments, you'll see Nickel City. And now that you can go out and stay out longer than 10 p.m., hopefully you'll see a lot of Nickel City ketchup around this area. And it's a nod to Tim's hard work. So we'll get into that a little bit later with Tim Engel. But first, it's a pleasure to welcome Barbara Pump, who is the project development manager for the Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce, to the show. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me on.
Great to have you on this first Saturday in February, and it sure is a snowy one as I broadcast from my kitchen table here in Williamsville. How is the weather in Ellicottville at the moment?
Actually, the sun is shining. It is beautiful, a perfect day to come down and go skiing. We did not get as much as you guys must have gotten up in the city, so great time to make a trip down to Ellicottville.
Definitely, and I remember skiing in Holiday Valley a few years ago, and just taking the ride down, it kind of gets you in the mood to enjoy some winter activities, to enjoy the beauty of winter. Oftentimes, I notice if I'm not doing something outdoors, I tend to get cranky and think, oh, this is a never-ending winter. But there's so much you can do in the cold weather months, right, Barb? Talk to us about what's happening in Ellicottville. First of all, about the skiing and snowboarding. And then what do you offer for folks who do not enjoy winter sports?
So, I mean, as you know, obviously, you know, skiing is one of the big things. Snowboarding is one of the big things down in Ellicottville. The base right now is great. It's about 22 to 62 inches, which is amazing. Everyone's been saying how awesome the ski season has been. But obviously, we do get a lot of phone calls at our office and a lot of people asking, what can you do in Ellicottville if you don't go ski? You know, if you don't like to go skiing, but you still want to be outside. So there's cross-country skiing you can do. There's different trails available up at Holiday Valley. There's snowshoeing if you wanted to do that. You could actually walk around the Nannan Arboretum, which is just outside of the village, and it's beautiful there in the winter and the summer. And then, of course, you know, just walking around the village, getting the full experience of Ellicottville as a whole. So there's something for everyone down in the village.
No doubt about it. And as you say, it's such a lovely, lovely atmosphere too, Barb. There's so much to see and do, even if you don't really want to do any specific shopping, but you just want to be in that sort of atmosphere. It's charming, it's quaint, and you know, you pop in and look at a store or two, or go in and have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. It just sets the tone. And even though you may be 30 minutes, an hour away from home, it feels like you've been transported to a different land. Do you get that feeling from people, or that kind of response, that even though it may be close to home, you feel like you're in an entirely new world?
We do. And it's funny, an individual that we worked with, we were working with on a project about a year and a half ago, he actually mentioned that when he drives into Ellicottville, he feels like he's driving into a whole nother like universe, because it's like we're in a little bubble. It's you, like you said, you're 30 to 45 minutes away, but you feel like you're miles away, and it just brings a different experience. It just puts a smile on your face. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm here. You know, it kind of puts all your thoughts out to everything else. So it's definitely a great feeling, that's for sure.
You know, and I have to compliment your website, Barb, because there's a beautiful aerial shot of Ellicottville, and it kind of encompasses the area that you cover, and it gives you a sense of what it's like, you know, from that vantage point. The website, by the way, is ellicottvilleny.com. And there's plenty of information on there about travel and food and different activities. I love the way you have the website set up. One of the things I want to talk about, too, obviously we've been in this what feels like a never-ending pandemic, Barb, but businesses have actually opened in your area, even with COVID-19. Tell us a little about how that's come about.
Yeah, 2020 obviously brought so many uncertainties to everybody. You know, a lot of businesses, small businesses in Western New York, unfortunately, have shut down. We were very lucky with everything that was going on. We had two new businesses open up. One is a great shop. It's called She Shed, He Shed. If anybody has a chance to get down there and check it out, I definitely would. They have something, she has something for everyone in there. And then the new taqueria, Ellicottville Brewing Company, they opened that as well. So, you know, and we haven't lost any businesses, which is amazing, especially during a pandemic. We've been very fortunate. We have reached a new group of people, visitors, mainly from New York, because all of the restrictions kept people from traveling. So we've been very lucky, and we're very thankful to everybody that has come to Ellicottville and a lot of newcomers to Ellicottville because they didn't know we were here because they were traveling. So we're very excited that we've been able to do what we've been able to do in Ellicottville, and we're very thankful, and we're just looking to the future and to keep plugging away and just to keep growing. So
that is such an important point, Barb, because, you know, I can tell you that I definitely feel the itch to travel and haven't been able to. And I am a little leery of getting on a plane and going anywhere. You know, we're confined in a you know, plastic or aluminum tube for hours on end with other people.
Right.
But to be able to go somewhere in my vehicle with my loved ones where I don't feel in danger of being around too many strangers and go to a place that almost feels like you're in Europe or feels very different than, you know, than your normal surroundings. That is a great way to market it. Now, for the folks from the New York City area, it's probably an undiscovered treasure, as you said. How have you discovered that they are indeed coming to Ellicottville? Is it just anecdotal? Well, you know, you'll see people, or do they come in and ask for information? How do you know you've kind of tapped into that pool of tourists?
A lot of the business owners have spoke to us about people. Our businesses are very good when people come in, whether it's a restaurant or a shop. You know, they start that conversation, oh, where are you from? What brings you to Ellicottville? You know, and that's where a lot of the information is received. You know, same thing with the resorts and the lodging, you know, those conversations are start up. You know, hey, you know, what brings you into town? Again, we haven't been able to go anywhere. You know, we found you on the website or we found you online or we were looking for just places to go that were different that we hadn't been. And that's how we've received a lot of the information as far as where people are coming from. And like you said, you know, you're getting to a different location, and all of our businesses have been so amazing at making sure that they're following all of the guidelines, you know, as far as being safe and what they need to do. And I think that brings a comfort level to visitors. Like, they know that people, our businesses are taking this seriously. Last year, we actually started what was called the EVL Pledge, and that was our businesses taking a pledge to let visitors, new and old visitors, know that, you know, we are taking this seriously. We're not just running with it and seeing what happens. You know, we're maintaining the social distancing. We're wearing masks. We're sanitizing. So that, I think, has helped a lot as well, just letting people know that you can come to Ellicottville. It's safe. Everybody's doing what they need to do. Everybody's doing their part, and it's worked out amazingly.
It's so nice to hear good news during this pandemic, Barb, because it seems like, you know, you battle so much tough news and changes that certainly were not within our realm of reality until all of this hit almost a year ago. So it's good to know that people have adjusted and are indeed thriving in places like Ellicottville. And, you know, you can even have a weekday stay at Ellicottville, right? It's not as if you have to spend a whole week or even a weekend. You also have weekday stays available.
We do. You know, in the past, because we are a tourist destination, you know, a lot of the things that were happening in Ellicottville were events which took place on the weekends. And last year brought a total different outlook on things for us because we weren't able to have our events. And we did see a large increase with weekday traffic, which was amazing. So a lot of our lodging, they actually offer weekday specials to entice people to come down during the week because a lot of people, you know, they're working from home or they're just their schedules are different now. So why not come down to Ellicottville during the week, book a stay? You know, you don't have to deal with a lot of people because it's the weekday. But it's great. So, I mean, there's something, there's definitely obviously still the weekends, but weekdays are growing and we're trying to get people down to Ellicottville to experience everything, whether it's during the week or the weekend, but the weekdays are great to come down to Ellicottville.
You mentioned about skiing and snowboarding and snowshoeing and cross country. Do you offer lessons for all of those things at Ellicottville?
I know that Holiday Valley does offer the snowboarding lessons, the ski board, or the the snowboarding lessons, skiing lessons. I know that you can hire a tour guide for the cross-country skiing and the snowshoeing, and all of that information can actually be found at holidayvalley.com.
Excellent. There's so many good things to do, and as we pointed out, even if you don't ski, there's plenty of things to enjoy, including fine food and drinks and shops. And, well, let's face it, Barb, we've got a little romance in the air. Valentine's Day is just days away. Any ideas for Valentine's Day for people who would like to take a little journey down to Ellicottville?
You know, and it's funny that you say that. All of our restaurants and shops, they always are trying to come up with different ideas, whether it's Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, you know, Christmas, whatever the holiday is. And right now, our shops are stocked with amazing gifts for Valentine's Day. So if somebody's looking for that last-minute gift, we know a lot of the men and women in our lives do that quite a bit. I have to say I'm one of them at times. So, I mean, there's so much available at the shops down in Ellicottville that you could get for a Valentine's Day gift. A lot of the restaurants have special dinners, dinner packages. I know the winery has partnered with a business in Ellicottville doing a lobster tail and steak, you know, combination with, you know, purchasing some wine, wine and chocolates, because Watson's is down in Ellicottville. So anybody needs a last-minute gift idea, definitely head to Ellicottville. We have something for everybody.
Great time to check out their new taqueria. And what I would do down there, Barb, is, you know, like have a little bit of a progressive dinner. Go somewhere for a cocktail and an app, then go somewhere else for the entree, then go to another spot for dessert. And you're walking, so you don't have to feel too guilty about indulging in all that food. So it's
exactly.
It's a really unique place to enjoy all of those things. I imagine that you're a project development manager for the Chamber of Commerce in Ellicottville. Are you always looking for different things, different themes to bring people down?
We are. We always, our focus, obviously, is to get as many people to Ellicottville as possible, safely, of course. But yeah, we're always looking at different ideas, different things we can do, you know, a different concept to an event or a different promotion for our businesses, because our focus is our businesses and our village and what we can do to make things better for everyone as a whole. So we're always looking at different ideas to grow Ellicottville even more than what it already has.
Right. And, you know, as I mentioned at the top of the interview, we have plenty of options. If you look at the Ellicottville website, Barb, what's the best way for people to find that website and get in touch with you?
So they can go right to our website. Like you said, it's ellicottvilleny.com. They can also like us on Facebook, and our website is available on there. And on our Facebook page, we share a lot of our businesses' specials, things that they have going on. They can also check out our Instagram page. We have that information on there as well. We have a lot of information out there. They could also just contact the Chamber, and the number is 716-699-5046.
There you go. It's a 716 number. So if you think, oh, it's too far, I don't want to drive down, it's well worth it, folks. A short jaunt and you'll feel like you're taken to a different place. And who doesn't need to escape these days, Barb? Barbara Pump, Barbara Pump is the project development manager for the Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce. Great job, Barb. I wish you continued success. I hope you don't get slammed with too much snow, but just enough to keep that powder perfect for all of your winter sports. Thanks a million for joining us today on Slice of Life.
Thank you so much for having me, Brenda. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks very much. And speaking of winter and Buffalo, here's a guy who knows a thing or two about that kind of lifestyle, because he was from this area but now lives in Indiana. After the break, we'll talk with Tim Engel, who developed Nickel City Ketchup. And we'll talk about the interesting story behind how that ketchup reflects his love and passion for this area. Much more to come on Slice of Life right after this.
Thanks for tuning in to Slice of Life. Now back to your hostess with the mostest, Brenda Alesi.
Well, it is such a pleasure to welcome Tim Engel to the show today. Tim is with Nickel City Ketchup, part of the Red Gold Company, and we're going to head down to the Hoosier State. He's in Indiana, where all of this fun took place. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Brenda?
Doing well, thanks. And Tim, great story. And folks who may have heard your commercials lately on this station, ESPN, and our sister station, WGR, well, probably wonder about Nickel City Ketchup and how a guy who's living in Indiana made this all happen. Give us the 411 and how this came about.
Well, you know, it's a neat story. My wife and I were out in Buffalo a few years back, and we were watching one of the Bills games and went back to the hotel, and working for a family-owned company for, you know, almost 30 years now, I thought, wow, with all the history of Buffalo and all the different, you know, spices of recipes and everything that they had, you know, why doesn't Western New York have its own ketchup? And it was kind of an immediate hit with our ownership to let us create a custom ketchup, premium ketchup, that basically shows off the pride and passion of Western New York. So we were thrilled to do it, and it was great to see how quickly it was accepted. And most recently, it's been really fun to be able to donate some of the proceeds back to the Folds of Honor Foundation as well.
Tell us what that means, Tim. Folds of Honor has a military reference. How did you become connected with that particular charity, and what does Folds of Honor do?
Yeah, so just basically a year and a half ago, we went to the first annual Made in America conference. It ironically was held in the Midwest here in Indianapolis, and I got to see John Rich, the country singer from Big and Rich, up on stage, and he brought up all these military veterans and was kind of doing a toast for them and talking about this unbelievable organization that gives back to family members that, you know, lost their mom or dad or their husband or wife in military action. Red Gold actually started in 1942 providing tomato products to help feed our troops to victory in World War II. And, I kind of looked right then and there, and I met a few folks from the Folds of Honor chapter, and then later met John Rich and some of the folks. And I said, you know what, we need to get right into this, and we need to support Folds of Honor as well and kind of do our part. And from that, we actually just created a barbecue sauce that's out there in the Made in America store online and right there in the Alma store, John Rich's Redneck Riviera 1776 barbecue sauce. So basically with Nickel City Ketchup and the Redneck Riviera 1776 barbecue, both of them give back to this great organization, Folds of Honor. If you Google Folds of Honor or John Rich and Folds of Honor, he does a great job just talking about what a fantastic charity that is and how it's rated is, basically you're rest assured that for every dollar that's given, you know, it goes directly to those families with scholarships for their children.
How great that you offer educational support to those kids. And it's a wonderful tribute to our military heroes and men and women who serve. But Tim, back to Nickel City for a moment. The ketchup itself, it's a premium ketchup. It's obviously made in the U.S. because it's manufactured at your place in Indiana. And you can't miss the distinctive packaging. I love the bison on the cover and the big, you know, the big font that says Nickel City Tomato Ketchup on the buffalo on the cover. Certainly, you know immediately that there's a buffalo connection here. Talk about the ketchup itself. It's delicious. I can attest to that. And I like the sriracha one because I like anything with a kick. But This is not made with a lot of preservatives or additives. This is a really quality ketchup, correct?
Oh, it is. You know, there's certainly a company out there that has done a good job for years, and, you know, they claim to be America's ketchup. But I think what's great with Red Gold and our history, and if it's red and it has tomatoes in it, we do it. But with Nickel City Ketchup, heck, we actually blow mold the bottles right here in the Midwest. We source all of our ingredients 100% domestically sourced. And we actually like to kind of turn the tables a little bit, you know, no pun intended, to Bill's Mafia and tables. But we like the fact that, you know, we're produced in one country. It's the United States of America. And our biggest competitor, you know, we're the number two manufacturer of ketchup in the world. But the number one producer produces in 38 other countries. And we do all of our manufacturing. We have multiple facilities here all in the Midwest and support, you know, all 50 states and export to about 32 countries right now. But, you know, we're a family company, you know, just like Western New York and, you know, family and friends. And we believe food brings people together. And the biggest thing back to that Buffalo icon, you know, with Buffalo being on the national stage with the success of the Bills this year, having that Buffalo tomato ketchup right on the center of that label and you know, kind of an interesting shot of the Buffalo skyline there. You know, it's an opportunity that I thought, you know, I'm so proud of where I came from and the history of Western New York and the blue collar passion and pride that's represented. It's like we need to have a ketchup that, you know, Buffalonians and folks in Western New York can purchase and then know that it's not only American made 100% domestically sourced, but, you know, it's giving back to a great charity as well.
You got all the bases covered for sure, Tim. We're talking with Tim Engle, who is with Red Gold and who developed the Nickel City tomato ketchup that you may see on many, many tables around restaurants in Western New York and hopefully in your shelves as well. I know I have a couple in my pantry that go pretty quickly. Tim, you mentioned 3 decades working at Red Gold almost. It's a heck of a run. But you do get back to Western New York, and it must be such a thrill if you walk into an establishment and see that ketchup on the table. What's that like for you?
Well, I'm pretty competitive. So, you know, it's actually, you know, it's probably when I walk in and I don't see it, I think, oh, my goodness, you know, we got to keep working at it. But no, there is a lot of pride. I mean, it's fun to see so many things you know, that I brought back to the Midwest, you know, if beef on Kimowek or, you know, obviously wings and some of the other, you know, just the diversity that Western New York has and what an openness it is to kind of all different backgrounds and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun for me. But, you know, listening to this on air, I'm looking for, you know, Western New York Bill's Mafia to be asking their favorite restaurant or pizza shop, you know, hey, where's the Nickel City ketchup? And let's, you know, build that brand and be able to, you know, see it, you know, go across the whole state and hopefully, you know, bring the pride and passion of Western New York, you know, all across America for that matter. You don't have to be from Western New York to have Nickel City ketchup. And I think that's what's fun with Mark Andall and Rob Whalen from the Made in America store, having it online, you know, www.madeinamericastore.com. And, you know, you can ship Nickel City ketchup to your friends and family if they move to Florida or they're living in, you know, another state or whatnot, and that makes it, you know, the world gets smaller every day, I guess we say. So it's
no
definitely
doubt.
A lot of fun, Brenda. Definitely a lot of fun.
Oh, definitely. And as you pointed out too, the Bills have put Buffalo back on the national scene again in terms of football and our culture. I loved all the beautiful shots of the city during some of the Bills broadcasts that were on national TV, as opposed to sort of the obligatory Niagara Falls and chicken wing shots. It was nice to see beautiful, you know, pictures of our city. And we take a lot of pride in the Bills, but also, Tim, a lot of pride in food. I think this town has some of the best restaurants, especially for a city of this size. And I think that we're becoming known as a real foodie capital as well. And this is a terrific time for Nickel City to really amp up their presence because of that. There's not only the Bills, but also the emerging food scene where we have a lot of great gastro pubs and fine dining establishments and even little dives. So if a restaurant owner or anybody listening wants to know how to get the ketchup, what should they do?
Oh, that's a great question. So, you know, fourth generation family owned Latina Boulevard Foods is right in Buffalo, and they carry the Nickel City ketchup. And So does U.S. Foods Buffalo. So those are probably the 1-2 punch for anybody listening that owns a restaurant, or for a patron that, you know, let your favorite restaurant know that, hey, all you need to do is get a hold of Latina Boulevard Foods or U.S. Foods Buffalo, and they'll definitely get that in there. And it's always fun for me because they're going to get the premium quality product, and heck, it's going to even save them money. And I know that with COVID-19 and everything going on, you know, hey, it doesn't hurt if you can get greater value and at the same time represent, you know, the region and show that. And that's what I really like most is the opportunity to see the Buffalo ketchup, you know, go on a national stage, Brenda, just like we saw with the Bills and just like we see with all the independent operators that are kind of fighting through these times. And absolutely, that's what I love so much, coming back to Buffalo with my wife in my, you know, different family and friends with reunions, and being able to see all those independent operators. And you know, if there's a Chili's or an Applebee's, it's probably a mistake, right?
Right. No, that's a recipe for success. Tim Engel, Nickel City Ketchup. Tim, what a pleasure having you on Slice of Life. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks so much, Brenda. Appreciate it. Take care.
You bet. That'll put a wrap on this edition of Slice of Life. Thanks to Jim Stelliano for all the work behind the scenes, and we'll see you next week as we carve out another Slice of Life.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life on ESPN 1520.